we have come, many of us, from a midnight service this past night at the first resurrectional announcement at the doors of the church that Christ is risen. That wonderful service was preceded by about 10 hours of services, 10 hours meditating on the betrayal, trial, beating, humiliation, and crucifixion of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. And we went through that, those long services, trying mentally and spiritually to appreciate, if nothing else, our Lord's self-offering and sacrifice for us. And so we come then to this resurrection light and glory, and this rejoicing and change of diet, and we've moved off from a fast. Orthodox Christians have been fasting for almost 50 days from meat and dairy products prior to this bright and holy day. This day itself is still holy, even as it is festal. And so forgive us if we have joy, if you're new to this, or if you're just visiting, or if you were not here last night. A lot of people rejoice in a lot of things, in football teams, in their school spirit, and just partying for the sake of partying, rejoicing just for whatever reason, finding any excuse. Our excuse is that Christ is risen. Our reason to celebrate, our reason for this party, our reason for this joy, is that we believe that God has dealt with death on our behalf, and that we have eternal life in Him. And that death is not a dead end, death is not the end of our story, but a Passover, a Pascha. And this is our Pascha, Christ our Pascha. And that's our joy. Christianity was always fundamentally, even in martyrdom, even in suffering, even in persecution, an expression of joy in its risen Lord. The early Christians, it was said of them, see how they love one another. See how they gather together in love. And as one later historic critic of Christianity said, I guess it was Nietzsche, said that Christians have no joy. There's nothing in it but rules and regulations and dourness and heaviness and misery. That's not the Orthodox Christian faith. But it's not it just emotionalism either. It's not just haphazard, scattered carryings on in the Spirit. When Christ gave the Holy Spirit to the apostles and received you the Holy Spirit, that was a deep abiding presence of God that gives that deep down joy, like that old spiritual says, that joy down in my heart. That is our Christian joy that no man can take from us, because no man has given it except the God-man, Jesus Christ. And now it's interesting that our gospel stops right at that point. I will continue that narrative about Thomas and the apostles and the risen Lord visiting them in the room this week and next Sunday, St. Thomas Sunday. Next Sunday, St. Thomas falls down before the Lord and says, "My Lord and my God." He does see. He is offered to place his hand in the side and put his finger into the nail prints in our Lord's hands. But anyway, the gospel ends with doubt, with questioning. Christians are not immune to doubt, should we be afraid of doubt. Doubt is part of the program. We believe and are rejoicing, and yet there's doubt. In the gospel that we read at Holy Saturday liturgy yesterday, that ends in the ascension narrative where Christ went up to the mountain, they all worshipped Him, but some doubted. Doubt is part of the program, but doubt is part of the struggle that our spiritual enemy, who has been defeated by Christ, all he can do is try to undermine and say, well, you know, it really didn't happen. All the evidence of Isaiah 53 and Psalm 22 that point to the suffering servant that centuries before pointed to exactly to Jesus as Messiah, that the devil just tries to throw irrational doubt. And then he tries to tell us our doubt is reasonable, that's well thought out, it's intellectual, you know, we're thinking people, we have to think these things through. Baloney. Baloney. He has no argument against Christ. The devil has been defeated by Christ and has no sound argument to disprove him. He just scatters junk to the wind in our minds. And we say no. We say no. We have seen the risen Lord. We have seen the risen Lord. Here, here, here. In the joy of the children's faces. We know. We know what it is. We walked with him to Golgotha, and now we're with him in the upper room, rejoicing and are glad. So let's continue this Paschal joy. We have this service. We have tomorrow, Bright Monday liturgy, for those who are able to do that. And we continue to celebrate our resurrected Lord. This is the body of Christ. This is what the church is. God's people gathered around He who lives, He who is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the one who gives life, the only giver of life, life Himself, our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. And Christ is risen. Christ is risen. Christ is risen.